In the presentation, we discussed a sample mutual fund, and in the Chapter 4 section of the class website, there are some links for you to take a look at what this mutual fund has done over 80 years. But most of us don't have an 80-year time frame. Well, some of you millennials just starting out. I read a statistic that predicted that the first person to live 150 years old has already been born. So for you millennials, 120, 130 will be typical. Well, that's what they're predicting. We'll see. Well, some of us won't. But they also always start with $10,000. That's, I guess, what the Securities and Exchange Commission has told them to do. How many people have $10,000 fall in their lap? Not too many. For the vast majority of us, $50, $100 a month, or whatever we can afford, is how we're going to start investing. So what we've done is created a hypothetical illustration that we discussed the hypotheticals in the last presentation, so make sure you go through that presentation. And we're going to put away $100 a month for 30 years. Now, these hypothetical illustrations are going from the past to the present. Are they guarantees of what's going to happen in the future? No. And you will see that in these presentations. So let's take a look at $100 a month for 30 years. And I'm going to enlarge it right there. And if you're looking at this on a small screen, my apologies. But these illustrations must be approved by the Securities Exchange Commission and actually on their behalf, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA. And there's got to be all kinds of language that says, be afraid, be very afraid, and here it comes. And nobody reads it. Figures shown are past results and are not predictive of results in future periods. Current and future results may be lower or higher than those shown. Share prices and returns will vary, so investors may lose money. I like this one. Investing for short periods makes losses more likely. You see, they're trying to tell you to hang on to the investment for the long term. If you try to do it for the short term, good luck. Investments are not FDIC insured, nor are they deposits of or guaranteed by a bank or any other entity, so they may lose value. It's hard to get people to get their heads wrapped around this. You're putting money into an investment that will go down at times. You just have to be emotionally prepared as well as intellectually prepared. And there's more verbiage about investing regularly does not ensure a profit, doesn't protect against a loss, but it's a very good way to invest, dollar cost averaging. And finally, we get down to some of the numbers here. Okay, you're going to put $10,000 away on January 1st, 1934. Yeah, right. Okay, and how did you do? Let's get down to the good stuff here, okay? As if you started at the very beginning, but we're not. We're going to go back 30 years. We're going to start on January 1st or December 31st, 1983, with $100. And here we go. We're putting in $1,200 a year. That's at $100 a month. And it starts to rise nicely, actually. And then the 1990s, ooh, things look really good. And we hit a peak in 2000 of 86,000, right? But then, boom, boom, we dropped to 72,000. And not very pleasant. In the 1980s and 1990s, the market went in two directions, up and way up. And this is our first serious downturn. It's the first downturn at all. And we don't freak out. We keep putting money away. And it comes back. By 2003, 2004, it's up smartly. And then we're up to a peak of $139,000. And along comes 2008, and it drops to 92. But you don't run for the fences, right? You keep putting your $100 a month away, buying shares when they are low. And by 2012, it took a while, you've come back to where you were and past where you were in 2007, and you have a total of $200,000, which is not bad. I mean, considering that you only put in $36,000 over 30 years, $100 a month, that's a pretty darn good return. 9.91%. But is that enough? Not really. No, it's not really enough for us to have a nice nest egg in our retirement. So what are we going to do? Well, we're going to extend our time horizon. We're going to take a look at what happens if we put $100 a month away for 40 years. But before we do that, let's take a quick look at the graph and see what it's like to invest with an exponential investment. Starts out slowly, builds, and then we see it start to go up quite a bit, and then boom, 2002, boom, 2007. And that's what you're going to, if you invest with for long-term growth, in mostly in stocks, you're going to see those kinds of times of volatility. It's just going to happen. Okay, so let's now extend our time horizon. What's going on with this mouse? Excuse me. Let's do $100 a month for 40 years. Remember, time is the exponent. And so let's quickly scroll past the scary parts. Be afraid, be very afraid, because you can and will lose money at times. And this thing started back in 1934, but we're going to go and put $100 a month starting on December 31st, 1973. And the 70s were a tough year for stocks, but we slugged through them. And then the 80s and 90s were the go-go years. And by 2001... we had $424,000 in our nest egg. Pretty darn good. And then in 2002, it had gone down to $348,000. Ouch. But we soldiered on and kept going. And 2003, look, it had already bounced back. So that was a tough 3 years, 2000 to 2003, 2001, 2003, but we made it. And in 2007, we had $641,699. Remember, we're only putting $100 a month away. Wow! And 2008, it had gone down over $200,000. Oh, it's enough to give a guy a heart attack. But we didn't run, we didn't hide, and we slogged through, and by 2012, we had recovered our losses, and then 2013 was a very, very good year, folks, and we had, at the end of 2013, $899,000, almost $900,000, and what did we put in? Remember, we're putting in $100 a month, so for 40 years, that's $48,000, which sounds like a lot of money, folks, but it's going to be a whole lot less, a whole lot less than you spend on cars and transportation. Think about it. Right, exactly. And our annual average return was 11.7%. Again, this is not the only mutual fund that has done well over the long term, folks. I'm just using this as a sample mutual fund. It's a very good one, but there are many other good ones, too. And let's take a quick look at the graph, and we see basically the same kind of of growth, exponential growth. This is not a logarithmic scale. If it were a logarithmic scale, this exponential growth would look more like a straight line. That's what logarithms do. They make exponents look like straight lines. So you start off, and you can barely tell any difference here. And as we grow, we get to the point where things do start to, 419 down to 350, up to 6, and then bang, 2008, and then exponential. But you see that exponential curve? Yeah. Can we expect that to continue into the future? Well, there's no guarantees. All right. That's pretty good. 900 grand. But let's see. Let's think. Can you put $100 a month this year, and then next year put 110, increase it by 10 bucks every year, two fewer trips to $4, Starbucks? Yeah, that's per month, folks. Sure you can. So as your income grows, hopefully your debt goes down, right, and you continue to increase your annual your monthly contributions every year. And what happens? Well, let's see. Here's the scary parts again. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Be emotionally prepared as well as intellectually prepared for those downturns. And remember that there are no guarantees. But let's take a look at what happened. We started again in 1974, and putting $100 a month, but then the next year we put $110, and the year after that $120. We increase it every year, and we see our investment doing fairly well, and then in the 1980s and 1990s, oh boy, is it doing really well, and we hit our first downturn in the year 2001. From 666,911 down to 552. Yuck. Yeah, yuck. But we hang on, and within a couple of years, we're sitting pretty. Yeah. In fact, at the peak in 2007, we have over $1 million. And the next year, it's 680,000. Ouch, 2008 comes along, and it's going to come along again in the future, and we'll survive again, and if we won't, it doesn't matter how much is in your account, because we'll all be digging for beetle grubs and trying to boil bark for dinner. But did we hang on? Yes, we did. We didn't give up on America. We didn't give up on capitalism. We didn't give up on the world. We didn't give up on us. And 2012, we've recovered from the worst downturn since the Great Depression. And again, 2013 was a very, very good year for we investors. And look at what you've done. You've accumulated for your golden years 1.485, about $1.5 million. But how much did you put in over that time? Only $141,000. Now, again, it sounds like a lot of money, only $141,000. But that's going to be less than what you're going to pay for cars, depending on, unless you get a bicycle, which is a whole lot cheaper. 11.36%. Pretty good. Some mutual funds have done worse. Some have done better. So there is hope for you millennials out there. And let's take a quick look at the graph, and it should look very similar, just the numbers are bigger. The first several years, you can't really tell a big difference until the numbers start getting larger, and then it looks like a big roller coaster, yeah, and you're going to ride it. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, some of you boomers out there are going, this is great for the millennials, but why didn't you tell me this 25 years ago? Sorry. Yeah, when you reach your 40s and 50s and then all of a sudden go, you know what, I got to start saving, it's a whole lot harder. It's a whole lot harder because you don't have that exponent time in your favor. Time now becomes your enemy. And so you have to start with a much larger amount. And even then, yeah, So $500 a month for 20 years, let's say. And there's the scary part, be afraid, be very afraid. And we go down here, and we started in 1994, basically the end of 1993, putting $6,000 a year, which is, you know, it's a significant chunk of change. And the 1990s were a pretty good year. By 2001, we had $76,000. And because we're putting $6,000 away every year, the downturn in 2001, 2002 was not as pronounced for us. And 2007 comes along, and we have $166,000. Next year, $112,000, $113,000. But we keep putting it away, and 2012 comes, we come around, and yeah, looks good, looks good. 2013 looks great, but we haven't had that time in our favor, so we've accumulated $284,000. I mean, nothing to sneeze at, folks. I'm not trying to downplay it. We've put in a total of $120,000. You see what time does for us? And we've, and this has been, you know, one of the worst 20-year periods for stocks in a long time. And so you've only received 7.94%, which to me is still pretty darn good. If I get 8%, I'm a happy man. But still, yeah, exactly. That's the conundrum. That's the problem that many boomers are facing right now, baby boomers. And the graph looks very similar, but there's a lot less time. Okay? So I hope these hypothetical illustrations have shown you how important the benefit of time is. And if you'd like to see any particular hypothetical illustrations, please contact me, and I'll, you know, do them, and I'll put them up on the website for everyone to see. See ya!